Welcome back in to the Saturday Show. This is, of course, Michelle Bodkin. And on the other side of me is Jake Hatch. And we are very excited to welcome in another special guest, another one of my former Stallions co-workers. He was actually an offensive lineman for BYU back in the day and kind of was one of my sideline buddies during games when the Stallions were a thing. So I want everyone to please welcome in Mr. Tooney Knutch. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, so happy to have you and kind of talk about your experience with the Stallions and what you're up to now. So, first of all, how did you hear about the Stallions and how did you get involved with that?
I'm pretty sure my agent, she heard about them as I was trying to go from BYU to the NFL. A lot of teams told me that because I was a little bit shorter, around 6'2", 6'3", they wanted me to learn center so that I could come to camp and things like that. So she thought it'd be a good idea for me to do the AAF and learn center and develop there. So that's when Randy, the GM, you know, reached out to me and we did the tryout and everything. It worked out really well. Yeah, well, I loved it. I mean, the Stallions was amazing. It was good to have a pro team here. I know it didn't really work out how we wanted it to, but I think that hopefully one day, maybe Utah will be ready for a pro football team.
Well, and I think that's the hope, Tooney, is that we at some point that pro football will return to Salt Lake City, and I'm with you on that. I know that you're a hometown kid here. As you mentioned, you played at BYU, but I wanted to kind of get some of your thoughts. As you reflect on your time in the pro ranks, we'll get to you what you're doing now because I know you do a lot of training here locally and you're kind of training the next generation.
Yeah.
But as you reflect on your time as a professional athlete, what were some of the biggest lessons you learned as a pro athlete?
Man, there's just so many different things. When I was in the AAF, it's hard because in college, you go from being a family, and even though everyone wants to play, mm-hmm. you know, you guys have each other's backs, and you're really there, you know, blood in, blood out, just for the long haul. And as a professional, even though you want to keep those relationships and be really close to people, at the end of the day, you know, you could be cut at any day. Just, you know, any day you could be called in and released. And it's one of those kind of nerve-wracking things, and I think that it's hard to keep those relationships. I was lucky I had guys like Matt Asiata, Tenny Talapoy, and Silver Silinga, and Mike Purcell. Mm-hmm. You know, they were really good to me. They took care of me and my roommate, Handsome. So, which is his name. I'm not calling him Handsome.
Handsome Tenny Alu,
yeah. But you know, they were really good at taking care of us and not making us feel that way. But it is a challenging aspect that comes into, you know, pro sports and things like that.
I think one of my favorite things, and you mentioned like all the guys involved with that, right? Is I think the first weekend we were in San Antonio, you guys did a kava circle in someone's room.
Yeah.
And I got invited to the party. It was the first time I've ever done anything like that. And it was just the funniest time. And it was really cool seeing you guys, because I mean, obviously there was a good mixture of BYU guys and Utah guys, and it didn't matter. Like the Pauly blood, I feel like kind of overshadowed anything that was Utah or BYU.
Oh, for sure. That Pauly connection definitely kind of surpasses any of that BYU Utah stuff. But even more than that, all those guys that just named are, you know, from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being kind of from here and together, we wanted to see each other grow. And, you know, I owe those guys so much for just being so good to me and taking care of me. You know, I was a poor college kid coming out of college, didn't have money. So they really looked after us. They didn't make us feel lower than them, even though they're, you know, 7-year NFL vets and things like that. So, yeah, that Pauly connection really meant a lot and did a lot for me.
What does it mean to guys like you, Tooney? As you mentioned, you grew up in the state. You're a Utah guy. You played at BYU. You talk about how it kind of transcends the rivalry. But what does it mean for you to put on for your state, as it were?
It means a lot. I think that it means a lot to all the Utah guys that play. I think a lot of people overlook Utah, and I think that other states don't think Utah has a lot to offer. I think Utah is a very talented state in a lot of areas, especially O-line, D-line. I think we're a hotbed for O-line, D-line. You know, that's kind of becoming more recognized lately, you know, with Spencer Fonnell, Ike Garcia, with Alabama offers and Clemson LSU offers. So I think that that's kind of becoming more apparent, but I do think that we're very overlooked. So kind of showing that we are talented, that we can keep up with other states and things like that does mean a lot to me. And I know it means a lot to the other boys.
Now, your time with the Stallions was interesting. You didn't actually get to play very much. Like I said, you were kind of one of my sideline buddies, and there were a handful of guys that really – B.J. Daniels was one of them. Johnny Reagan that was up in Oregon was one of the guys. Henri Tolliver didn't play a whole lot until the end. Just a bunch of guys that were kind of injured and hurt and weren't able to play. You were one of them. What I remember most is games would start getting stressful and you'd break out. I think it was the juicy fruit. Was it juicy fruit?
You got to stay juicy on the sideline. It's a hard to do. You know, you want to keep that anxiety down. You want to be loose and be ready to have fun. So there's so many different ways that you can do that, but it's hard. I mean, you named a lot of talented people and everyone wants to play and it's so hard. You got guys like CJ Potasi who started on the O-line and Leka Uhatafe and, you know, all these guys that played a long time in the NFL. So for young guys coming up, and I think that's what some of these other guys like Silver and Tenny Tommy, you know, got to stay loose on the sideline. You know, some guys like to really be serious, but it's hard because when you're serious, you get nervous and anxious and, you know, being able to have fun doing what you love to do, it really helps you kind of excel at what you're trying to do. So.
Now, Tooney, you are kind of, as I mentioned, training the next generation of athletes. You're doing stuff. It's Powerhouse Training, if I'm not mistaken, is what the name of your platform is, right?
Yes, sir. Powerhouse Training. We just train out of a new gym now out of Stroformance. It's a great facility in Pleasant Grove. And I train Monday through Saturday. It's been a huge blessing. Right now we train over, you know, 200 kids and I do all ages. We do little kids and high school, college. And now we're doing guys getting ready for pro day. We've had guys come in like Keaton Bills, you know, starting guard for Utah that's getting ready for the NFL now. And, you know, I've trained guys like Spencer Fonnell since he was like in eighth grade, ninth grade, and that guy's a stud. And Ike Garcia has been with me for a while. So it's been a huge blessing to be able to work with all these kids. And Utah really does have a lot to offer. So it's been nice to hopefully help these kids not only get better, but shed some spotlight on them because schools are noticing that they're one, huge, and two, you know, they're really good at what they do and they love to do it.
And then, yeah, I've tracked your work. I follow you on social media and all that you do. And I, funny enough, just a kind of a tidbit, my daughter's cheer team that she is part of is literally next door to Stroformance. So I am often.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's just kind of funny, small world deal. But I've known about I've known Dave for years. My brother's trained at Stroformance back in the day. So it's an incredible platform. But you talk about the fact that you're trying to help get the word out about these young men. How gratifying is it? I'll use the example of Spencer Fonda. You said you've been training him since he was in eighth grade. He goes to Utah as a guy, as a true freshman. He's 18 years old, and he starts for University of Utah game one last season. How gratifying is that for you as a guy who has helped him along the path here?
It is. You know, I've never been one of those rah-rah loud guys or social media guys. I post a lot because of work now, but
sure.
It is very gratifying. I know I should probably brag about the kids more on social media and things like that, but I also don't want to take away that it was them putting in the hard work and things like that. But it's very gratifying. I think that he had a great year and you know, even going to games and seeing some of the players after, I think I went to the Florida game with Utah and I was talking to Spencer after. It's just kind of a good feeling because those guys still remember training. They still come back to training and, you know, I always remind them that the goal's not done. You know, the goal wasn't just to get to college and then, you know, they want to go to the NFL, so they got to keep working. But it feels good for sure.
I think the crazy thing is you're not the only one from here or that has played here at either BYU or Utah that's decided to stay and kind of give back to this state. We've got Rossa Poe, you know, working with pass catchers. Tenny Palapoy is working with his brother and a bunch of former Utah guys. The Congo up a little further north is a bunch of former Utah guys that are kind of, you know, training up the next generation. What's it? Do you ever like talk or interact with some of those other training centers and work together? And even if you don't, like, you know, what's it like just seeing all these guys decide to kind of stay here and give back and impart their knowledge?
Yeah, for sure. I do talk to a lot of them a lot. Ross Oppo was the one that actually got me started. He's the man, Goku's. He really did. He did a lot for me. He kind of laid out the blueprint, showed me what to do and how to do it. And I talked to him a lot to, you know, ask him for advice. But I've talked to Anton and Tenny Palapoy and, you know, love what they're doing. And guys like Lay, who played at Utah. He's not in Utah currently. And then, you know, there's places like Alpha Elite who, you know, we go to a lot of camps together. And a lot of my guys that train with me go and do one-on-ones and train with Will Coffa, Alpha Elite. So it's good. I you know, a lot of times people might think we're doing the same thing. It's competition and yeah, maybe, but there's so much to learn from everyone that a lot of times the players go to, you know, different trainings all of the time. And I encourage that. That's why a lot of my guys go to Alpha, you know, and they look for other things. They try to do lifting and everything you can. I think Max Crosby just kind of released a statement in a podcast. I guess not a statement, but just in a podcast, he's talking about, you know, to be the best, you have to do everything. You have to be the top of your game at everything, every little thing. And I think that means going to all these different trainers and trying this. So there's so much knowledge and the game's changing and evolving. So I think that every trainer has, you know, knowledge that kids need to learn from. But we all want to put on for Utah. So when it comes to these tournaments, I have a big tournament coming up March 16th, big lineman tournament for 9th grade to 12th grade. Little plug in right there. If anyone wants to register, go ahead and hit me up. But, you know, we have Vegas teams. I have Vegas teams coming. I have a couple teams from Idaho. I might have a team from Hawaii and Colorado coming. But, you know, all these kids want to put on for Utah. We want to play these kids from out of state, and we want to show them that we can hang, that, you know, we can bang, we can play. And same thing when fleet travels to out of state, you know, I'm taking some teams that want to go out to these other states and show that we can compete, and Utah has a lot to offer. So I think that we are there for each other, and there's a lot of pride for Utah with all the trainers.
Now, Tooney, you're a BYU alumnus. Obviously, you had a great career playing for the Cougars. So I just want to ask you, that they finished their first year in the Big 12 Conference. What was your evaluation of how things went year one in the Big 12, and what are you looking forward to in the future?
Yeah, I love BYU. I will always love BYU. I love Kalani. Kalani knows I love him so much. I'm very passionate about the game, so I'm not going to talk about the things that I wish would get better and change. I think that you could do that with any program. I'm excited to be in the Big 12. I think that opens up a lot of doors for BYU and its athletes for the NFL as they want to pursue their goals. I hope every year, anytime someone asks me for the season, I'm going to tell everyone, we're going to go to the playoffs, we're going undefeated, yada, yada, you know, die hard like that. I'm going to just say, you know, I don't know. I obviously hope that we do good. But I love BYU. I always stick with the Cougs. I like how big our O-line's getting. You know, Kingsley with his, you know, projection in the NFL, hopefully he does good. But I think BYU's on a good path and track. So a lot of those guys come in as well. You know, Caleb Etienne, he comes and trains. He's a huge tackle. So there's a lot of bright spots on that team that, you know, we'll do good.
I mean, you mentioned that you've had Keen Bills come in and training with you to prepare for Pro Day, the NFL Combine, actually. You know, as things start kind of ramping up towards that more pro end of things, how is a guy like Keen looking? How are maybe some of the other guys that are coming in and getting trained up by you looking?
Yeah, that's a good question. Keen Bills right now is focused on numbers with Pendleton, so he hasn't come into technique training at this portion. He came in before the season, but I think he had an incredible season. I think he wants to get good numbers, and I think he should. I think he's ready for the NFL. I think he's going to be a great interior lineman, whether it's guard or center. I think he's a stud. Right now, I'm working with guys like Jordan Ludui and Ethan Tungy from Weber State, kind of getting ready for Pro Day, and it's a little bit different. I don't do Pro Day guys as much. I don't do the older guys as much, but they do come through, and they know that they're welcome to train with me. It gets a little bit hard because you don't want to kill their legs for Pro Day. They do need the numbers. Even though they want to be ready for camp, they need to have good numbers. They need to show that they're impressive. They need to pass the eye test. And I know that you know, I know how it can be, kind of being almost like cattle being prodded and, you know, auctioned off. In a way, it's a good way. It's a good way for sure. You want to be the prize cattle, but so it's kind of one of those games where you got to find a balance, because let's take Jordan, for example. If he would come in and work every day, yeah, he'd be, you know, he'd get better, but he's also kind of tiring out his legs. His 40 might not be great. His jump might not be great, because now I'm taking away from what he needs to be doing with Dave Strohschein, who he's training with for Pro Day. So it's kind of like a, you know, pick and choose, try to find that balance of when he can come in, when he should really kind of rest and those kinds of things. But with the college guys, we're going hard all year. High school guys are going all hard all year, and the little kids. So
now,
I hope that answered your question.
No, it absolutely. And you just need to tell Jordan Pendleton, hey, I need to train with this guy. Get him over here. I know Jordan would send it your way if you needed him to, right?
Hopefully, you know, Goku's. I'm an open guy. I love everyone. So,
no,
it's been interesting being a Cougar, working with so many kids, because you know, I work with a lot of the colleges here. So even though I love BYU and you know, I never try to sway kids, but it's been amazing working with, you know, Lewis Powell from Utah, who has always been good to me, DJ Tialavera from Utah State, Tanavea from Weber State, and you know, I also talked to different coaches at SU and Utah Tech. So it's been a great experience. Kind of one of those that I am diehard BYU, but, you know, I do tend to find myself cheering for some of these other schools that have been so good to me and my boys and offered them and things like that. So it's been interesting.
Now, I'm pretty engrossed in the high school realm. I do call high school games for KSL over here on this side, and I track recruiting, et cetera. I've had some people tell me that annually, every year, the talent base in terms of recruitable athletes coming out of, say, Utah continues to increase, and they say the next couple of years, speaking of essentially the 2025 and 2026 recruiting classes, could be the best yet. I know that you're training with these kids every single day. Is that a correct assessment?
It's kind of hard. I think that Utah's always had this kind of talent. I think that the exposure is kind of rising. I mean, we've always had guys that have been 6'6", 6'7", that are really talented and good. I think yes, in ways. I don't want to kind of take away from the athletes in the past. I think that there have been amazing athletes that have come out of Utah. So I think the talent has been there. I think that as guys like me and all these other names that I named come out of college and NFL and want to help the kids, the talent is going to get better, because new technique is developing, new training is coming out, you know, new studies and things like that are coming out to help these kids get better. Kids are understanding schemes better on both defense and offense. They understand their job better, understand the guys across from them better. So, yes, in a way, I do think that it's going to just get better every year, because people are coming back and giving back, and the exposure in Utah is increasing. So the competitiveness is going to increase, which means the training will increase. So, yes, I hope that I know that's a blurry answer right there. But yes and no.
You mentioned, to kind of start things off, after experiencing the Stallions, even though it didn't work out, the hope that eventually we maybe can get another pro football team here in some capacity, whether it's a spring league, whether maybe at some point in the future the NFL wants to expand. What do you think Utah, the state of Utah, needs to do as someone that saw spring league up close, but is also currently working with a lot of the up and coming talent?
Man, we're so good on Twitter at supporting athletes and talking to athletes and keeping up with it. And I think that when I played for the Stallions, we didn't always have the best showing to games. That was hard because I remember I think we played Orlando and it was like a blizzard, but and we didn't win very many games. I mean, so that I can see why it'd be hard to come, but we didn't get the best showing all the time. And I think that if there is ever even a glimpse of pro teams, I think supporting, even if we don't quite agree with whatever, you know, kind of showing up and showing that there are a lot of supporters. Now, I don't know if, you know, we weren't filling the stands because of marketing or, you know, because it was more of a, I don't want to call it a developmental league, but that's how I kind of look at it. I think it's a great way for guys to, you know, get time and experience kind of on their way to the NFL or kind of winding down into retirement. But I think showing up and, you know, supporting our teams, I think eventually we will get a chance. And when it does, I hope we fill those stands. I'll be in the stands for sure, or the sidelines.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Tooney, yeah, it was a pleasure to catch up with you. Keep up the good work. We'd love to have you back on the show anytime to talk about what you've got going on, talk recruiting, talk BYU, whatever you got. And thank you for carving out some time for us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much. You know, everyone out there, go ahead, give me a follow on Instagram, Twitter, whatever you please. You know, names, Tooney Canoes Powerhouse Training. Would love to work with any of you or your kids or your neighbors. And like I said, we have a big tournament March 16th. So I don't want to miss it. I don't charge spectators, even if you guys just want to come watch. It's really crazy. We have like 300 O-line, D-line every year. It gets really physical. It's you know, we have 24/7 sports there. On a lot of other recruiting platforms. So it's really a sight to see. Not biased. I think it is. It's a big event. But thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon, all right?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.